This is WBAA News. I'm Emily Seiberg. The aviation industry is going through a period of change. Airplanes are more computerized than ever, but the number of available pilots to fly them is about to dwindle. As WBAA's Stan Jastrzebski reports, these factors and others are causing college flight schools to rethink their methods, too.
Earlier this year, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg told CNBC his company projects there will be huge demand for pilots in the next 20 years.
This is one of the biggest challenges we have going forward. If you look at those 44,000 new airplanes over the next 20 years, to go along with that, we need about 800,000 new pilots, 750,000 new aviation technicians. And so building that talent pipeline for the future is really important.
That could make it a seller's market for those just coming out of flight school, says Michael Wiggins, who chairs the Department of Aeronautical Science at Florida's Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
The number of very experienced pilots that they're going to be able to pull from to enter into the industry is going to be reduced for quite a while, okay? So they got to rethink what their entry-level propositions are going to be.
A model for that could come from China.
They get a commitment from the students and their parents that this person, upon graduation from the university and 2 years of flight training that we have paid for, they have to join our airline and become pilots.
Fred Barrez oversees the flight program at San Jose State University and says there is a simple way to prevent the loss of institutional knowledge when the current crop of pilots retires.
Get more pilots to volunteer to come to the classroom and talk about experiences. This is one area that our students truly enjoy. When I had the guys from Horizon Air coming in, and Southwest coming in, I was trying to build a relationship, and they came and talked to the students. The students did not want to leave these guys alone.
But that's not the only part of the classroom experience that might change.
You ready to go flying?
Let's go, Captain.
Purdue right. University aviation professor Jason Cutter is taking me flying inside the school's newest simulator. It pitches and tilts on giant mechanical legs as, on the inside, high-resolution video screens show our plane taking off from New York's LaGuardia Airport.
I'm going to let the airplane accelerate to about 140 miles an hour, and then I'll just add a little bit of back pressure. Actually, I'll have you add the back pressure, so you go ahead and put your hand on the controls. So now just start pulling back. You keep pulling. Keep going. And we are off the ground.
Purdue has several simulators inside a warehouse-style building next to its airport. There's an exact replica of an Airbus A380 cockpit, and a Boeing 737 simulator is on the way soon. Both Boeing and Airbus declined comment for this story, but Cutter says schools will need to use tools like these to keep the next generation of pilots conversant with technology.
The industry as a whole is still training pilots the way that we have for decades, even though the technology of the aircraft has continued to advance. So we're flying the airplanes very differently, but we're still stuck in that generation one, generation two training methodology as we prepare them to fly generation four, generation five airplanes.
Embry-Riddle's Michael Wiggins says it's really about teaching flight thinking.
But there's more and more mental demands on pilots as to monitor and evaluate what the automation is doing. And so, like we try to say around here, we're not just training pilots. We're training professional decision makers who happen to know how to fly airplanes.
There's debate about the research component aviation schools will bear, though. San Jose State's Fred Barrez says companies such as Boeing, which is overhauling software in its 737 MAX jets after malfunctions led to two deadly crashes earlier this year, may have intellectual property concerns about letting students test updates in a simulator to see how human pilots interact with onboard computers. Purdue's Jason Cutter says his school is in talks with Boeing about possible research partnerships, but Embry-Riddle's Michael Wiggins says such testing would require some exacting standards.
You would have to look at it, A, from an engineering standpoint. You'd have to look at it from an experienced pilot standpoint, and then the data would have to be analyzed by those that are very good at analyzing data objectively.
Sync rate.
Bring the nose up just a
100.
Little bit.
Sync rate.
Back inside Purdue's newest simulator, I am trying to land the Hawker aircraft the machine is designed to mimic.
Right there, and we are on the ground.
If flight schools want to land high-flying students choosing between the best aviation programs, as well as contracts with airlines and manufacturers, they're going to need tools like this in the coming years. But first, the whole industry's 30,000-foot view may need some adjustments. I'm going to count it as a win that I didn't crash the plane.
Yeah, you did very well. I didn't do much of the landing at all.
For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.